I have to tinkle.
From Skull Records, it's the End of the Shell Show. Oh yeah, getting funky on you today. We are recapping the Grammys. We are going to talk with Lucy Schwartz. Okay, go. They have a viral infection. Jimi Hendrix, he might be moving. Also, we have the number one single and number one album to discuss. All that and so much more. But first, what is happening? Great day today we are having here on the End of the Shell Show. Kai could not be with us today, so we've decided, hey, let's bring in the stunt double, and we have Kai's official stunt double today. What's up? Why don't you say hello to everyone, Matt?
Hello.
And we have Dr. J in the house.
What's up?
So, continuing on, Meet Matt, he's kind of new with the ethics, but right now what we're going to do is we are going to get into what's hot on the iTunes charts. How about that? And let's start off with singles. At number five, we have Hey Soul Sister, Train, and that's dropping from number four. And then at number four, we have Bedrock with Young Money and Lloyd.
At number three, we have Hallelujah, Justin Timberlake featuring Charlie Saxton and Matt Morris.
And coming in at number two, Emma B, Black Eyed Peas. That thing is all over the place.
And that means we have a new number one single. She's back at it again. Can you believe it? Kesha coming in back at number one, dropping from one to two, and then rebounding with another stellar single. So you are our number one. All right, let's go into the albums. At number five, we got Contra, Vampire Weekend. At number four, the Fame Monster, Lady Gaga.
At number three, we got The Sea by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Need You Now, Lady Antebellum is coming in at number two.
And at 2 weeks at number one, Hope for Haiti Now. And that is the CD where you can download on
from the
iTunes.
Telecast.
Yeah, from the telecast.
It was great.
And so every week we bring you up to date with the hottest artists getting the most downloads action on iTunes. And if you'd like to take a closer look at this, just check out our website, this week's top selling singles and albums. Just log on to intotheshell.com. It's as easy as that. And while you're there, check out our blog section. Every week, Sarah checks out a blogger that's caught her little eye, and or a show that's caught her little eye, or an album, or a review,
an artist,
or anything that catches her eye. This week, she's going to be reviewing this album, Never Shout Never. What is Love? And you got to check it out. She gave me some of the music.
Yeah.
Love is Our Weapon. Very awesome. I Love You, number five. What is Love? It's all a love kind of based thing going into Valentine's, so we gotta like that. And she's doing one of my favorite cover reviews. Now, anybody who is into Ben Stiller's movies will know this one. I Started a Joke, originally sang by the Bee Gees, being covered by the Wallflowers. Check it out, compare, contrast. I like the Wallflowers version. This is the Bee Gees version.
Yeah, I like both. I think Jacob Dylan, I really like his voice, that really like graspy kind of low tone voice. I dig that, and I think it comes really good into the cover of this.
And also, you know what? If you have any suggestions, anything you want to compare, contrast, why don't you just log on? It's intotheshell.com. Let Sarah know that you want to hear, you know, this kind of thing. I did her a solid the other day. I said I wanted to do The Laws, you know, The Laws, and who else did it? What was the song? There She Goes, also done by
The Sixpence, Blue Radleys.
No, Sixpence None the Richer did them. So I wanted to see that The Laws doing There She Goes. So check it out. Log on. You can also download us for free on iTunes. Also become our Facebook friend, which thousands of people are doing. So why don't you get on board before it becomes bougie?
And
too late.
Yeah. What didn't become bougie over the week was the Grammys. They just had the Grammys this past weekend. So what we're going to do is we're going to just do some real quick highlights of the Grammys, and we'll let you know what the first of all, the album of the year. We got Fearless and Taylor Swift.
Wrong.
Wrong. Why do you say it was wrong?
It should have not gone to Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. It should not have gone to her.
Well, at least you got to get up and finish your acceptance speech.
What about Song of the Year? And that was Single Ladies by Beyonce.
I have to agree with Grammys there.
Okay. All right. Justin?
I'm all right with that because she's hot, dude.
What did you guys think of Beyonce's performance?
Hated it.
Hot.
It was hot, right?
Hot.
Right? Me and Justin, I think, both found it hot. She was in that black little, like, skirt thing.
Okay, first of all,
it was amazing.
That black dress is a recycle. Okay, this is it. The black dress is Armani. It's a recycle because Rihanna wore it.
I don't care what it's great on her.
No. Let me finish this. Rihanna wore it for Italian Vogue. Then Beyonce wears it for the Grammys. So full circle, it's all Jay-Z.
All Jay-Z. And then record of the year was You Somebody, Kings of Leon.
Bull.
No, you didn't. What did you think?
Oh, it should have been Poker Face. Okay, think about this. Poker Face.
I'm kind of with Matt.
Poker Face. Kings of Leon. There's no song that has been like parody more or anything like that. It was on South Park. Once you're on South Park, you know you've hit it.
True that.
But this song.
Ma.
But this song was just. It was like on crack. You couldn't. It was.
Do you know why it was on crack?
Because of Lady Gaga. I don't know.
No. Do you know why it was on crack?
Well, I was
the whole sounds just like Coldplay's "Viva La Vida."
I see.
Oh wow! Look at bringing some music in there. Look at that.
Did you guys like any of the performances? Did you guys like?
I like the Lady Gaga performance.
Did you guys like Pink?
Pretty.
Pink's always good. Yeah, dude. She looks really good now.
Oh, she looks great.
Oh,
fantastic.
When they got her and then they twirled her up and she was singing in midair while they were twirling her.
That's
around.
Not that hard.
Really?
Whatever. But
I couldn't do it.
Okay, yeah, she's just spinning. But her stomach and her torso and her core is still solid, so it's not that hard.
She's just solid.
Yeah, she is. She is. And
solid.
She makes you two solid.
And the surprise was Maxwell with the
pretty
horn section,
things.
And then bring out Roberta Flack. That was like really cool.
And that's the way Grammy should be done.
Exactly. Very classic. Very, you know,
young with the old.
Exactly. So you know, overall, what did you think of this year's Grammys?
Last year's was better.
Oh, wow.
Even though this one got the most ratings so far the past 6 years.
Right, because, well, Gaga was on, and then it was like, oh, Elton's joining Gaga? Oh, gay fest. Yeah.
But that was cool, though.
Fantastic. It was a show.
That factory that they had.
It was done as a show. I can't wait to see her again.
So 2010 is a year here at EnterTheShell.com where we are moving forward and spotlighting local talent here on Enter the Shell. And we do this by bringing in live interviews and stuff like that.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Lucy? How's it going?
Hi.
Cool.
Going well. How are
yeah,
you guys?
Good, good. It's Turtle here from Enter the Shell as well as Dr. J.
So what's going on? What was that little ringtone you had?
Oh, it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Very fitting.
I dig that. I totally dig that. So we're just going over your music and it's beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
It is extremely, extremely beautiful. So what kind of is your inspiration for this type of music?
It usually just comes from the music itself. I'll just be, like, fiddling around on the piano. I was actually just downstairs fiddling around on the piano, and if something, you know, strikes me as interesting, then I'll keep playing the chords and... I feel bad for my parents because I just play the same three chords over and over again.
So usually at night, is that your best time for writing and making music?
Night, morning, day, whenever.
any day can inspire you, right? Any day yeah. part. You know, right now we're listening to Help Me, Help Me. And you just released a video for this, and you just released this EP just last week, so it's still out, and that's the Help Me EP. What was it like as far as being involved with the process for the video? I know you're a very hands-on person.
Yeah, well, I made all the puppets and props and costumes, and so... it took a lot longer than I thought it would. I was like, for an entire month, I was just making puppets, like a bad scientist.
Yeah. It's like being at camp.
Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't seen the video, we'll put it on the website. But she is sitting in a little puppeteer box, and there's these live puppets that are like in the background, as well as like doing all this other crazy puppeteering moves. You weren't a puppeteer, were you?
I was not. I just have a big imagination.
So, what else do you have planned coming up?
Well, I have another music video coming out, interpretive dance music video. I love to dance, and so I figured, why not put it on tape?
And you know what? We enjoy to watch it. I mean, we enjoy watching it, and it looks like you're just having fun, and I think that that's what a lot of the audience can relate to, is you just go out there, and you put yourself out there, and it's just fun to watch you. It's fun to listen to you. It just sounds like you're genuinely having a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had a few of your songs on TV. You had stuff on Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. And what was that process like? Did they go out and they find you to recruit you to do a song? Or how did that work?
I mean, sometimes someone will hear your music and it'll be sort of a natural thing. And they might be working on a show and ask you about it. But it usually goes through my managers and they'll sort of put me up for different spots in television, and usually it's against a lot of other people who also submitted music, and if it fits, then they use it.
Wow, that's actually really cool. I never really thought about the process of it. I just thought, hey, you know, you listen to music, you go online, and you hear something you like, but that actually sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any tour dates you're thinking about doing? Are you gonna be going anywhere?
I'm doing some dates around L.A. I have a Hermosa Beach date on February 9th, St. Rock. And then I'm opening up at the Troubadour for this really great band called The Rescues on February 24th.
Cool, cool, cool. Now, your dad is in the band, actually, right? He plays bass?
He is indeed.
What? Is that odd? Because since you're the singer, and I mean, you write all the songs, right? I mean, do you have control over your dad? Just when you guys are recording, or is that something that's kind of that doesn't happen, or what?
I'm the leader of this band.
You're like, I mean, the leader at home, but today.
I feel like it's really great to have grown up with a dad who's a musician, because he, you know, I'm sure he influenced me and inspired me, and we get to play together. We were actually just playing some music tonight.
That's freaking awesome.
But, you know, the music is very much my own thing, and he's really great about it. He just, you know, lets me do my thing. And
well, you keep
having in the band.
You keep doing your thing, because this is just I don't know what to say. I just have
he's like really shy right now. I've never seen this.
I'm extremely schmitten. That's awesome. your music is just so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You also worked with the producer, was it Mitchell?
Mitchell Froom, yes.
Right, right. And he's done stuff with Paul McCartney, Coconut Records, Sheryl Crow and Daniel Powder, and Elvis Costello and Los Lobos, and so many more. How did that come about?
Well, we actually did a song together for The Women. I wrote two songs for this movie called The Women, and recorded one with him. And so when I was looking to record again, I thought of Mitchell, and we actually recorded a full album that's going to come out later this year, which I'm really excited about.
All right, cool. I'm going to play one real quick game of true or false, and you're going to be the one to tell us whether it's true or false. And we're going to play this with Justin. Justin.
Okay.
Okay. Is Lucy the reigning world champion of tic-tac-toe, true or false?
Wow. I'd have to go, you know what? True. I'll go true.
Lucy?
Woohoo! You got it.
All right,
world champion of tic tac toe. I love it.
That is
self-titled, so I don't know that it means much.
Okay. Next question: is Lucy terrified of butterflies? True or false?
You know what? She has all those butterflies in there. I'm gonna go true. False.
Lucy.
Wrong. I'm very scared of them.
You're scared of butterflies?
They fly at you. Attention.
I'm telling you know what? I'm afraid of spiders. And so there's my little secret.
Okay.
I'm afraid of those too. I'm afraid of a lot of things.
lastly, Lucy also makes techno music. True or false?
You know what? I'll go true. She's a musician.
Lucy?
Uh-huh. You got it.
All right.
And your stuff has been in commercials for Payless, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. So
I was sporting Payless shoes while we recorded the song.
Oh, so it worked out perfect.
Hey, you know, you got to give your sponsor some love.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Lucy Schwartz. Lucy Schwartz, you can always catch her on MySpace, myspace.com/LucySong. And you're also on Twitter, twitter.com/LucySchwartz. And I was at her Twitter, and she gives you some insight. For example, Lucy, how are the nightmares? Is everything going cool or what?
Still having my nightmares. But I have to be thankful that real life is not a nightmare.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at things.
Well, thank you so much, Lucy. It was an honor to talk to you. It was awesome. Keep making the great music, and you know, it was awesome to talk to.
Yeah, we're gonna try to catch you out on February 9th at Saint Rock at Hermosa Beach.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And just to remember, her CD is available right now. Her EP, $2.99 for 5 songs.
Nice.
You can't go wrong, right?
Can't go wrong. Not with this music.
It's all right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
So that's Lucy Schwartz again, myspace.com/LucySong. You can also follow her on Twitter, twitter.com/LucySchwartz. And she even has a Facebook. So go ahead, go on her Facebook, become a fan, let them know you heard us here on entertheshell.com. And, you know, funny thing, Kai was also in Grey's Anatomy, maybe even around the time that her song Gravity, which is off her new EP, you know,
we
got to
stop sending Kai on these adventures.
Yeah, Kai, she's crazy.
We always send her at the wrong time. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, okay, go. This song, this is the one where they're on the treadmills, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That whole synchronized, that was awesome.
Yeah. That video got, I believe, 40 million views. Okay, so it spread like wildfire virally.
It was viral.
Viral, right? Spread everywhere, and it got him really known as a household name. So now everyone knows who OK Go is. Mm-hmm. Well, they're part of EMI, and EMI owns like Capitol and all these other record labels and stuff like that. And what happened was their new album is out. And so they made two videos that they're like, this is going to be great. We're going to do this again. We're going to do some viral video stuff to market, because that's where it's at. Well, when their fans went to go get the links to embed it into like their HTML or to their MySpaces and all that stuff, they noticed that there was no embed code.
Wow.
So they started...
They need to have that embed code to sit, right?
Exactly. Definitely. Exactly. They need the embed code so that, you know, they could post it so other people can view it. I mean, if I... All the links that we do, I always post on my personal Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's like 300 people right there that are going to look at that, just that aren't even fans of the show, that are just fans of myself.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, they're missing out on a real important opportunity. And so they went to their record company and they're like, hey, you know, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know what? We want to get paid for any time our videos go.
Of course.
Exactly. So for it works out about every 600,000 views, you're going to get $31. Okay. Right? Nothing.
Not enough.
Not enough. So their stuff should just be free. You know, they should just be able to embed. I mean, what do you think about this?
It goes back to the same, remember the whole Napster thing where Lars Olsen felt that he should at least get paid a cent for every time somebody download, just to get paid something, because it is music. Just figure it this way. I mean, we do this, and we do this out of the love and kindness of our heart. But, you know, after a while, we're going to want to get paid, you know?
Cha-ching.
So, really to...
Sell out justice.
To sit back and think... No, I mean, I'm just being real. I don't blame the record company. I think that they are missing an opportunity to promote, but I also believe that they're justified in the fact that they want to get paid. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get paid for something you love to do.
But see, here's the thing. With all this viral stuff, you can easily, you know, post it everywhere if it was made available. And you know what? Their name is going to be more recognizable. And you might be more inclined to go see them in the shows. Added value, you know?
But are they really going to be getting the money that they want from the shows? Or are they... Because back in the day, remember, you used to have to actually go to the record store, buy the album, and that's how they made their money. There were groups that were just straight, you know... What is it? Studio bands.
Right.
Right.
They were awesome. And that's where they got paid. They can't go out there and be... Mike Patton. Let me tell you. Mike Patton from Faith No More. And I dig Mike Patton from Faith No More. And I believe he's a great artist, great DJ. Could not sing live to save his life when he went on to Saturday Night Live with Faith No More. Totally ruined the whole show for me. Ruined Faith No More for me. I still dig Mike Patton to this day, but I think he's a great studio artist.
Okay, are you saying artists make money from their CD sales?
No. I'm just saying that there are some bands that are awesome in studio. There are some bands that are just not awesome out of studio.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Because like Smashing Pumpkins, awesome in studio.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
But that's where they're going to get their most money from is the downloads.
Right. Okay.
And people buying their records. So I don't know. I'm with the idea of the record company. You know, they need to get paid.
Yeah, you know what?
Cha-ching.
No one else needs to get paid. Jimi Hendrix. No, I'm just kidding. He has enough money as it is. Give me some of that money. Jimi Hendrix right now, as we all know, he's Seattle's favorite son.
Yeah.
You know?
He had to become popular overseas in England.
Yeah, right. He had to first be popular over there, then come over here, and then at the live at the Monterey blow up.
And that's what made him popular.
Who's Jimi Hendrix?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You shut it good and tight.
So they're talking about wanting to move his statue.
Yeah, they want to move his statue from Capitol Hill, and they want to move it like to this other park that they want to do, that they want to create for Jimi Hendrix. But here's my thing. You know, this park is going to cost, this new one that they want to rebuild for Jimi Hendrix, this memorial, it's going to be, it's going to cost roughly about $1 million.
That's okay? A pretty hefty price tag.
Yeah, and here's the thing with that. They want the city to pay for this.
Right now, when we're in a recession and when we're not able to pay anything, you know, I mean, the city needs to be, you know, more, they need to be more responsible. You can't be moving a statue right now and the worst.
Exactly. You know, and for me, I was like, no, this doesn't make sense. If they were to take up a collection from all the fans and say, hey, fans, look, if you want us to erect some sort of memorial or whatever for Jimi Hendrix, we will. But if you contribute maybe $500,000, maybe we'll put in the other half. Maybe by then we'll be more inclined to do that.
Well, that's what they're doing with the Martin Luther King Memorial in Washington, D.C.
They put up a collection to move it?
There's not one built yet. So they're asking, instead of having the city or the state or the country to pay for it, people are actually donating, and people are donating a lot for this memorial to be built.
That, I think, then, you see, that's what they should what they should do.
And with the statue business, they should just not even, they should leave that statue there because it's been there forever, and then just erect another one. You know, I think that's the way they should handle their business.
Well, I think we should get to some business right now. And unfortunately, our little Kai is gone, but
filling in, we have Meet Matt for Kai's Celebrity Corner. We should call it like Matt's. I don't know.
Oh, so how about
some like really straight girl Matt's music? Can I get some like gay guy music?
Oh, well, how about this?
Oh, that's better. That's better. I like
there
that.
There you go.
There you go.
That's so it's good. Now time for Meet Matt's friends. I don't know.
I don't know. Meet Matt's cheese man.
Whatever. All right, so starting off things, we're all still talking about Haiti and how, like, horrific that disaster was. And lots of celebrities are still trying to make their donations and their contributions. So John Mayer donated $500,000 to Haiti relief.
Wow. Out of his own pocket?
Out of his own pocket.
Kind
of
like what Pearl Jam did.
Yeah, that's some serious chunk of change. Why isn't he donating that to, like, us?
Because he doesn't like you.
Of course he doesn't.
Because he says, no, you two fools. And also, Lil Wayne is leading a Haiti concert before he goes to jail.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, come
Everybody
on.
Everybody thought that his last performance on this past Sunday's Grammys with Drake and Eminem was be like the last time we'll see him on stage. But no, actually, it will be this concert where he will also be performing with Sean Diddy Combs, Pharrell Williams, Chris Brown, Wyclef Jean, and many, many others. And to host it is UNITY, Queen Latifah.
Wow.
Ellen DeGeneres said this to Simon. Simon is meaner than I thought. You should have known that before you taken the job, Ellen.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, just because you're a dyke doesn't mean you're that tough-skinned. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And of course, someone who I personally love, Lady Gaga, started crying moments before she went on stage with Elton John at the Grammys.
Oh.
I would too. I mean, Elton John is a legend.
Yeah, he's
and
pretty
getting
dumb.
That opportunity when you've only been out for a year to perform with Elton John.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is There are no words. And that was just a great performance. I think I downloaded it that night.
Did you really?
I did.
How do you
I
like
did.
That instant download stuff?
It's great. It's great. And when I found out CBS was doing that, I'm like, they should have started doing that like 5 years ago when iTunes was like still at good price ranges. But now they're like a little too high for me. I'm sorry. Thank God for Christmas and iTunes cards.
And that's going to do it for Kai's Celebrity Corner. You know what? I really need
at
to say
what?
At last. At last. At last, Etta James.
I'm not in full drag to perform this song.
Oh, man. This song is so dope.
It is.
I'm waiting for her to sing.
At last.
I like the way Beyoncé did it, too.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, you know, some sad news to report. Etta James, she is actually out in Riverside, which is even the worst news.
On the IE.
Yeah, on the IE.
Hey, I live out there.
She's in the hospital right now.
She at Riverside Memorial?
Yeah, she's at Riverside Memorial.
Really?
Yeah, that's where she's at. She's at Riverside Memorial because she has some sort of infection. You've been following this story closely, Dr. J.
I have not been following it closely. She's septic. She's old.
Oh, that dude.
She's there. She's
she
at,
is.
She's
but
at
what's
that
septic?
Age.
I mean, what?
Sepsis is a is when your blood start. You're not able to process like chemicals and basically, like when you eat, drink something, it processes through your kidneys. Well, sometimes your kidneys don't filter properly. And what happens is bacteria starts to build up in your blood. And that causes sepsis. And you get sick and you could possibly die from it. So she's at that time, I guess. And as bad as
horrible,
she's facing stormy weather.
The more you know. And shooting star.
Dude, she also has Alzheimer's. They just disclosed this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Well, that's why she went all crazy on Beyonce.
No, no. Yeah, okay, but I mean, come on. It's your song. You're known for that song. And Beyonce, that's one thing about Beyonce. When she covers songs, she does not ask for permission from the record label or from the artist.
She just does it.
She just does it because I am Beyonce. I am Sasha Fierce. I am this. I am that. Bitch,
she's awesome.
No, you are not.
Wait, she's
sorry.
A great. You why don't? Why do you have such hatred towards
somebody
that beautiful?
Beyonce is great.
She's hot, dude.
She's hot. Her new perfume in that commercial.
I'd wear
freaking
it.
Hot. I'd wear it. I'm a dude. Matt's making the face.
Yeah, we shut him up. I love it. So when do you think we could get a recovery? Like, how long does it take for
it depends. Recovery? She could actually die from this.
She can.
No.
Yeah, she could die from this.
No.
It's your kidneys, man.
Yeah, it's her kidneys. They're starting to shut down.
I mean, you're starting to shut down from all the drinking casts we do.
Yeah, she...
Well, you know what? I wish her, and I know we all wish her, a speedy recovery, and hopefully she gets well.
So true.
Very true. That's
what?
The way this song
That's
starts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
You didn't know that?
Because usually it goes the dun, dun, like in
That's
the back.
The video version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, you don't know your music so well. So Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, sad news, dude.
They're going faithful.
Yeah.
Duh. not really caring.
Yeah, yeah. They're putting the band back together, apparently.
They shouldn't be putting the band back
together. Yeah, yeah. They finally all reconciled all their differences. Wes Borland's coming back. Fred Durst, Sam Rivers, John Odo, DJ Lethal. They're all...
All of them. Wow.
All of them. They're literally...
Okay, now I care a little bit more.
All back really? Together. And they're coming out with a new album that's going to supposed to drop this month. Their single's supposed to drop this month, too.
They're going, like... What are they going? Faith? What are they doing? Faithful? Like, are they becoming Christians or something crazy like that?
No, what? No,
oh, I thought that that's what was going on.
No, no. They're just finally getting back together. And
oh, I don't really care.
You know, yeah. Who cares? I mean, seriously, like, is this really going to impact any of our lives or anything like that?
No, but you know whose life it is going to impact?
Whose?
Oh, our friends.
Our listeners.
Exactly. If you comment... Go on airtheshell.com. Become a fan on Facebook. We will shout you out with thank yous to say thank you for doing that. Today's shout outs, Brandy Lopez, Jose, The Hoser, and we also have a ton of Facebook followers. And Meet Matt's going to help me with this. I have Brady Foster, Blake Medina, Yvette Franco, Brenda, Curtis Hall, Danielle Hall, congratulations on your babies, by the way. Holly, Michael, Fred Bautista, Kevin Acuna.
And we also have Becca Stevenson, Mark Scherzinger, Reyna Soto.
Reyna Soto!
Woo!
Michael G. Martinez, Henry Robles, Becky Medina, Rolling Trees.
Rolling Trees.
Rolling Trees.
Jose Magna, Gina. What? Okay, you guys are rolling cheese by yourselves. Julie Schwartz, Chris, thank you for joining.
And are we all ready for this?
For what? Oh, Danny Boy.
Paul Feuerman, known for the hit, for the 1995 hit How Bizarre in OMC, has died in New Zealand at the age of 40. How Bizarre was a hit around the world in 1995 for OMC. OMC sold more than 3 million copies of their album around the world, making it number one in New Zealand and New Zealand's number one biggest selling album. Our thoughts go out to you and your family.
How Bizarre.
There's a lot of stories that we couldn't get to this week. You can always follow them on our newswire, entertheshell.com, which is twitter.com/entertheshell.com. And these are the stories that we couldn't get to. We actually have footage of Nirvana playing Twister with the Smashing Pumpkins. Seriously. And they have Crisco on this bad boy, too.
Oh, nice.
Next, we have...
Why don't we talk about that?
Video... of Coldplay making the cameo on The Simpsons, and Trent Reznor, he confirms that he's going to record brand new material. You can go to all those stories, twitter.com/enter the shell, and that's all a part of our newswire. Team Elijah 3000 time! Kesha, Lucy Schwartz, help me, Grammys, YouTube, TikTok, OK Go, Hope for Haiti, Taylor Swift, Jimi Hendrix, Viral, EMI, At Last, Etta James.
Sepsis.
That means it's done. So Kai's not here, and Matt, Matt, you get to open up the envelope and tell us today's moral. So just go ahead and open it. Yeah, just...
Elton John and Lady Gaga just did a duet on the Grammys. How appropriate. He likes cock, and she happens to have one. Wrong!
There it is.
Wrong! That's actually pretty good.
That is...
Wrong!
That's awesome.
I've jumped the show now. Bye-bye.
That's the moral of today's show. Thank you so much, Lucy Schwartz, for coming on.
Remember, you can always catch our action at intertheshell.com, or you can download us for free on iTunes just by going to iTunes and clicking on Enter the Shell. Also, become our friend on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter as well. Check out our blogs, Sarah and Milo. And actually, Milo, you know, he had some good things coming up. Why don't we do a little review of what Milo's going to be doing this week.
By the way, the artist of the week... Lucy Schwartz.
Yay!
Yay! I forgot to tell her.
Yeah, she is artist of the week.
Yeah.
So go on, check out Milo's blog and Sarah's blogs. Also, check us out. We're going to be having an actual video of the interview that we just had. So check that out. And do all that fun stuff that you can click around on the website.
Yeah. And until next time, meet Matt. Got any final words?
That was wrong.
We are out of here. Later.